Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Women are paying €500 more for car insurance because they're not as likely to hold a full licence, not because they're bad drivers. That's according to a company, misquote.ie, which claims major savings would be made if more women moved on from a provisional licence. In 2020, 26% more men sat the driving test than women, while almost 60% more men aged between 17 and 20 had their full licence. I'm surprised by these figures, by the way. Some 4,685 people in Ireland are driving on learner permits, more than a quarter of a century after they were issued to them. So that's 25 years on a learner permit, or provisional licence as we used to know it years ago. They used to only get three. Do you remember that years ago? In total, there are currently 277,000 people with learner permits, but most of them have had them for less than 26 years. A learner permit allows you to drive on all public roads except motorways for the purposes of learning to drive, and only when accompanied by an adult driving instructor, ADI, or someone who holds a valid driver's licence, full licence, in the same category for more than 2 years. The first and second learner permit are normally valid for 2 years. In order to get a third subsequent learner permit, you must have booked or sat and failed a driving test in the previous 2 years. So you only have to have booked it. You don't even have to sit it. You just have to have booked it. Sure, anybody can do that. If you've sat and failed a driving test in the previous 2 years, you will be issued with a 2 year learner permit. And if you have booked or have an upcoming driving test, you will be issued with a 1 year learner permit. So that's how they get around it. They just book the test and they go and get another permit. So, is it time we change the rules in relation to this? Today, as we speak, there are people all over the country breaking the law. Now, the law was ignored for years and years, and then they updated with the Clancy Amendment going back a few years ago, that you cannot drive a car. You never could, by the way, on a learner permit or a provisional licence, as it was known. People get confused by that. It's the same thing. You can't without having a qualified driver in the car with you. That was always the law. But they just kind of took more heed of it going back about 5 years ago. But they seem to have relaxed on it again because people are doing it all over the country. There's two arguments. People say, well, if I keep failing my test, but I need my car for work, so I have to use it. And the other argument is you shouldn't be using it. If you failed your test two or three times, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be driving. That should be the end of it. So should we change the law whereby you can only have a provisional or learner permit for up to 5 years? After that, if you have failed consistently, as one man I read in the paper had failed 27 times, if you fail consistently, that's it. You're done. Until you pass a test, you cannot drive again. That the only way you will be allowed to drive from there on forth is if you're doing driving lessons to do another test. So should we have, say, a 5 year cutoff point for learner permits, whereby if you don't have a full license, you're off the road. End of story. Off the road. Would that be fair? Because they do it in other countries. Ireland is one of the only countries in the world, by the way. You can fail a test, be given a certificate of incompetency, because that's what they call it, and then you drive your car home again. The same car you've just failed the test in. It's bizarre. So you've just been told you're incapable of driving a car safely, but yet you drive that same car home. So I'm asking you, should there be a cut-off point of 5 years? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let's go to Pat first. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Pat?
Well, how are you doing?
Good. Pat, should there be a cut-off point?
The point you made there in relation to people being allowed to drive away from the test centre after failing the test, they still don't drive away on their own. You know, if the laws are applied, they still have to have a competent driver in the car with them, you know?
Most of them don't.
Yeah, well, they should have. And that's the only beef we have with the laws at present is the fact that people are allowed to drive without it. They're not allowed to drive, but you know what I mean? That the laws aren't applied properly.
Mm.
That's the danger, you know? And unfortunately, there are people out there that are driving around and they're not fit to be on the road. They really aren't. You can say what you want about, oh, I need my car and all this nonsense, but they're dangerous.
Yeah. But I'm astonished. Road. I'm astonished that 277,000 people are driving on learner permits. Now, yeah, many of those are legitimate, by the way, can I point out?
If they are legitimate, that's fine. I have no beef with that. If somebody's, you know, on a learner permit and what have you, and they have somebody in the car with them that's a competent driver, that's the law. That's fine.
But hang on. But if, let's say they just keep going for tests and keep failing all the time, right? Or they're doing the scam, which is well known, which is just book the test and you can get another license, right? You don't even have to show up.
Then that's where I'd have an issue. that what I would do, I would apply a penalty there. So if you apply for a test and you just don't turn up for it, whatever, without a viable, you know, without a proper reason, not excuse, a reason, but then there should be maybe a 6-month penalty. They say, right, okay, well, you can't drive a car now. You can't get another provisional license until for the next 6 months, and then you start again.
Mm.
And that would you know, nip that in the bud, you know, people applying for tests just for
But I know people who are on provisional licences, but I call them provisional licences, learner permits. I know people who are on them years, 15, 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, come here, Noel, I know people too who are excellent drivers that, you know, they're on learner permits. And when it comes to the test, they panic.
So what's the alternative then?
I don't know.
That's like saying you shouldn't have to do your leaving
cert. The laws are in place, you know, and what they do, it's like everything else, and look, harking back to what you were talking about there a few minutes ago in relation to O'Connell Street and the whole lot. You know, the problem in this country is, they don't deal with crime, they don't preempt crimes, they fight crime when it's been committed. Then they try and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're firefighting all the time. They're not dealing with crime in terms of being on the, you know, being there.
Yeah, we deal with the aftermath, yeah.
Yeah, they're not. It's a joke. Now, I'm saying that I've noticed in the last couple of days a few extra Garda cars around the place, driving around, more so than I've seen in the past. Whether that's going to be, you know.
But here's the thing. I think we're very good at picking people up for, say, breaking the speed limit by 5 kilometres or not having an NCT on their car or not having their car taxed.
After they've broken the law, after they've, you know, committed these crimes, let's say, right. Where is the deterrent? And not only the deterrent, no, there has to be things put in place, alternatives, you know what I mean, for a lot of this thing. Where, you know, it can't be all stick and no carrot, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So,
and this is the
But why not have a cut-off point? Other countries do it. Now, I know in Germany they did, I don't know if they still had it, but they did have a practice whereby if you failed your driving test 3 times, the driving school that taught you how to drive get a fine. Now, that encourages the driving school to be responsible for you to make sure you're good enough to do the test in the first place.
That mightn't be a bad idea, you know. So, but that needs to be, no, I don't agree now with saying to somebody, you know, you're never going to drive, you know, you failed your test.
But there are some people that are just going to be, some people just are incapable of driving a car. And
but look,
it.
Once they're not allowed out on the road on their own, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, really, I mean, with the greatest respect, so this idea of, oh, you must have a qualified driver in the car with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's like if you're going to make a mistake and, you know, veer off to the wrong side of the road and have a head on collision or go the wrong way around a roundabout or do something stupid or not be braking time and hit the back of somebody because you're inexperienced, what use is the driver beside you? Just to shout at you? I never understood the principle
but then
of that, by the way.
If that's the case, you know what I mean, then there'd be no point in having any learner drivers at all. You know, what's this that system is there? I mean, because look at it, let's be honest about it, when learner drivers start, they can't drive.
What do you say to a learner driver listening today who's maybe been for a couple of tests, you know, has the learner permit 6 or 7 years, and they're not driving with a qualified driver beside them, they're breaking the law, most of them are, right? Well, a lot of them are, okay? And they say, but there's nothing I can do. I have to have my car for work, and I can't be just, you know, picking up people every morning for the sake of it to have them sitting in the car with me. My dad's not going to come with me, or majority would be young people, I suppose. That, you know, they can't just find a driver to sit with them all the time.
What would I say?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Noel, you know, I wouldn't put myself there. I wouldn't judge people like that because some people are desperate, you know. There are those, obviously, just it's being inconvenient for them to have somebody with them. Those people now I wouldn't be too happy with. But obviously there are people who, you know, they're out in the sticks somewhere or whatever. I'm not making excuses for them. I'm not condoning it. But I'd be hard pushed to condemn it, you know.
Did you get your test first time?
No, I didn't. No, I did mine in a truck, Noel, you know.
Right, okay.
I have to say, it was a very simple thing. Actually, a bus pulled down, so I clipped his mirror, and then the second time, I made sure he passed it. Funny enough, the first time it was paid for, the company I was with paid for it. The second time I paid for it myself. So,
do you know, I'm going to make an admission on the air here. I never did a driver's test. Oh, I have a license. I have a full license.
Well, I wouldn't have had to do it either. Because
do you want to know how I got it? Are you not curious how I got it? So
you probably got the same as I got initially, the car. You were given it.
And the amnesty.
The amnesty, yeah.
I know. My ma got one in the amnesty and she never sat behind the wheel of a car in her life, right? Years ago. So here's how I got my driving license, right? It would have been, I was 19, I think, or 20. I can't remember. So it was a long time ago. And it was Phoenix Park, the driving centre or test centre.
That's right, yeah.
So,
up there.
Yeah, so I arrived, me dad's Ford Escort, In those days, of course, we didn't have the qualified driver of the car with us. We got away with it. Nobody ever questioned us, right? See, a man comes out anyway, does me a few questions. In those days, you didn't have to do the pointing to the engine and the exhaust pipe, right? So he did a few questions inside about road
signs. Oh, you had to know where the steering wheel was and the brake.
And how to wind down the window so you can put your fingers out. So he gets into the car anyway and he has his notebook and he was obnoxiously rude, right? And he had his folder on. He was looking down his folder because they never look at you, right? So he's looking down his phone. He says, right, just go on up there, take a right. And I said, right, grant you. So I drove up the road, took a right. And he says, okay, just take the next right turn there if you can, please. And he was looking down. And as I passed the right turn, I seen on the ground there was a kind of washed out sign that said no entry. And I said to myself, he's trying to catch me out. I'll drive straight past. So I drove past and he went, I thought I told you to turn right there. And I said, yeah, but I said it said no entry on the ground. He said, that's an old sign. He said, it's gone. He said, I said, but still, you can still see it. I said, it's faded. And he says, I'm not trying to catch you out. And I said, well, it looks like you are. I said, you can go on yourself. And I put the car into second gear. I was so annoyed. I put my boot down. He hung onto the seat. He said, slow down, slow down, slow down. Brought him back to the test centre. I said, get out of the car. And he said, what? I said, get out of the car. You're probably going to fail me anyway and I'm going to report you. He says, so get out of the car. And he says, no, no, congratulations. Well done. You passed your test.
You know,
that's how I got my driving test.
I actually believe that, because the same thing happened to a guy I used to work with, and he was the same. He thought he'd fail a test, and he literally put the boot down in a truck all the way back to the place, you know. And your man says to him, you know what he said? I would have failed you. And he said, I could see that you actually have driving skills.
Well, very good, very good.
On the way back.
We'll stay there just for a second. Let me go to Chris as well. Chris, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. Chris, should there be a limit to how many tests you can do before you get chucked off the road?
How many tests?
Yeah.
Here in Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If you pass the first test, you get a learning permit. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain amount of time that needs to be approved by the road safety authority.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you ask me, I will give them a year to pass the full test.
A year, okay.
A year, because you can't drive on a learner permit for 5 years.
Okay, then you're from Croatia.
Yeah, I'm from Croatia, yeah.
Okay, so what's it like there? Are they strict there?
So the price for driving license for driving school is about, the cheapest one is 500 euros.
Okay, for lessons, yeah.
Yeah, and the process is like you pay for admission, then you have 35 hours of theory. You need to go on a class to listen to your lecturer.
Okay.
After that, you go, you apply for a test.
Yeah.
And the tests are normally on computer. And you have, I think, 3 times to attempt. If you fail first time, you cannot reattempt the test.
Yeah.
After you pass the theory test, then you will be appointed with your instructor, and then you have 35 hours of driving with your instructor.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you need to pass a first aid kit, a first aid responder, for the drivers. So
yeah,
it's not a first aid responder ticket. It's just basics. You need to know if anything happens, you can help the people, you know.
Yeah.
And then after 35
that's
hours...
That's interesting, actually, because most people in Ireland don't even know how to change your tire, but go on, yeah. Or change your wheel.
And this is just the basic first aid, how to immobilize the hand, how to help some injured people, just before the paramedics comes.
Okay.
You know? And it's really handy.
No, absolutely. I think that's a really wonderful thing to learn. Yeah, most people wouldn't have a clue.
And then after 35 hours of driving, you have driving in the on the highway, driving in the local area. Then you have two or three exercises on a training ground. It's a parking, a reverse parking, front parking, and stuff like that.
Yep.
After that, if your instructor thinks that you are ready for a final exam,
yeah,
then he will enroll you with examination. How do you say? I don't know the word.
Yeah, with the state organization. Yeah,
yes. And then in the car with you is your instructor.
and the man from
the test,
Road Safety Authority.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're driving your route. If the instructor knows who will be on your exam, he will, before the exam, you will drive the same route just to prepare yourself. And then on the examination, instructor is just there in the car with you to make you a little bit loosen.
Yeah, relax you a little bit. Yeah. That's not a bad idea, yeah.
And after you pass that examination, if you pass it, then you got a certification that you passed the exam, and then you go to the guard station to take your full driving license.
And what happens if you fail? If you fail, can you drive home in the car?
No, yeah, because the car is not yours. The car is
the examiner's
property of the driving school.
Okay, but if you fail, can you go home and get into your car if you've bought one and drive it?
No.
See, are you listening to this, Pat? In Croatia, they have sense.
No, because you don't have a learner permit.
Right.
You are a learner driver, but you don't have a permit to drive. Your learner permit, what you have, like a little book, is just for the evidence how many hours you did with your...
So that's only valid for driving with a driving instructor?
Yes.
Oh, I'll get you.
But you are not allowed to drive on the road. And if you fail that exam, then you need to go for one or two more hours with your instructor.
And apply again.
And then when you pass the exam, then you have your full driving license, so you can drive whatever you want. Mm. As a new driver, you just have two limitations. It's a limitation for power. So you cannot drive, I don't know...
Like a 3-liter car or something like that, yeah.
You cannot drive those power cars, you know.
Yeah, I get you. No, that's logical.
And you are a limit to driving at night. So young drivers, they are not supposed to drive, I don't know.
And that's for the first 2 years, so you're a novice. Do you have to have a sign in the window saying you're a novice?
No. No.
Yeah, and by the way, can I just point out, I don't agree with all these L signs and N signs in windows. Pat, that sounds to me like...
Well,
sorry,
you think that's
a wonderful system, isn't it?
Well, L driving sign, it's just for the driving school. You don't need to have that on your car because you already have the permit.
Yeah, okay, I get that. Hang on for a second, Chris. Pat, you've been listening to Chris. What a wonderful system.
But that system is, you know, basically means that there's no such thing as a learner driver on the road.
Yes.
That isn't, you know, being taught.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our system, I feel our system probably was, that was the initial thing, to allow people to learn how to drive. But, you know, obviously without an instructor, somebody who knows how to drive, that would have been the thought of the day. But that has evolved into people being able to go out.
It's evolved into a free-for-all.
Yeah, well, basically, that's it, yeah.
Listen to what Chris was saying. Not only do they learn about road signs and about the car and about how to drive it, they also learn a bit of first aid and what to do before first responders get there. I mean, it sounds... And then you must do your test, you know, within that year. I mean, and also the fact that the driving instructor's in the car with you, I think that's a wonderful idea, too. Makes you feel a little bit more relaxed or whatever, maybe, too, if that's what you want to do. I mean, I just think it's a wonderful system. And if you don't pass, you can't drive until you do the test again.
I think that ship has sailed in this country anyway, you know, there's no way. You know,
I'm moving to Croatia.
That'd be like trying to put toothpaste back into a bloody tube, you know.
But I don't know the statistics in Croatia about accidents and, you know, compared to Ireland, and does it make a difference to people? I mean, I don't know, are they a bit mad in Croatia the way they're driving the roads, or are they okay, Chris?
Well, there are accidents, of course, also.
Yeah.
Because in every country you have some reckless drivers.
Of course, yeah.
And with experience, with, I don't know, 20 or 30 years driving, you know, it can happen to everyone.
But your observations from driving both in Croatia and driving in Ireland, who do you think are the worst drivers?
Well, I can tell for my opinion, Croatia has the most, for me... more reckless drivers.
Oh, okay.
But Irish drivers, they don't have that European culture in driving.
Yeah, no, on that subject, just a quick one, right? I was in Italy there last month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a few different parts there. I was in Naples. I was in, you know, down on the Amalfi Coast and all that nonsense, right? But there's one thing I noticed, right, being a professional driver. Nobody, I never saw one person use an indicator, right?
Yeah.
Now, what I will say, it worked in terms of people allowed each other to go. There was a symbiosis.
Oh, no, I know. And when I'm in America, you see the same thing. They do this thing at crossroads where they don't have traffic lights at crossroads. And the rule is the owner of the junction has the right of way. So in other words, the first person to the junction has the right of way.
Yeah.
And they're all very civilised about it. Do
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Noel, can I say another thing? The point there about taking lessons on motorways, okay, there should be at least one lesson on a motorway. And I'll give you one example of why. Okay, something I come across.
And so you can find one that isn't bumper-to-bumper traffic, but go on, yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. No, but I'll tell you why. Because something I come across now quite a lot is people coming down from motorways onto another road, okay? Particularly, like at the M1, say, coming down from the M1, you're heading from the M50 onto the M1. They think that they're right away.
No, I know. And they should be giving way to the traffic that are already in the lane on the right-hand side. Traffic from the right always has the right-of-way. Stay there for a second, lads, both of you. By the way, just on a point of interest, the number of fatalities and road traffic injuries in Croatia in 2019 was 237 traffic fatalities versus probably about 160 here in Ireland, I think, roughly. And the population, by the way, is a little bit less than ours. Not much, but a little bit less than ours, in around 4 million or so. Anyway, let me just go to Patrick very quickly before I go to the break. Patrick, how are you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic Kids.
How are you, Niall? You keeping well?
Good, Patrick. Too many drivers on the road who haven't done a test, as far as you're concerned.
Absolutely. Look, if you don't pass your test, there's no way you should be allowed behind any type of a wheel, particularly behind a car.
That's what Chris says happens in Croatia. If you don't pass the test, you don't drive a car. That's the way it is.
That's what should happen here, because to be honest with you, you go and do your test, you fail. As you said, Niall, you get in your car and off you go.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is, up until and when you pass your test, you don't get any driver's insurance. When you pass your test, then you can apply for your insurance.
Okay, so the insurance companies, you believe, play a role in this, whereby that if you ring for a quote...
Of course they do. Absolutely. Sure, I'm sure you remember, back in the mid-70s, when two people had two provisional licences, the government put out, send in your two licences and we'll give you a full one.
Oh,
do you remember that?
That was the amnesty, yeah.
That was the amnesty. So how many lunatics are on the road with full...
Most of them will be all old lunatics. That was even before my time.
Oh, sure, I know that, but I'm talking about...
It was... When did that happen? I'm trying to remember. Pat, when was the amnesty? Was it 1973 or 4?
I think it was around then.
77. It was Charlie Haughey, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I remember I had a provisional C license, but I was driving trucks, you know what I mean? Well, that's what was at my gig. I got the car license, obviously, but then I had to do a test for the trucks anyway, you know?
And the other thing that Charlie did was he reduced road tax to £5. Do you remember that? For everybody. That didn't last long. I got to go to a break. Thank you, Patrick. Sorry for keeping it very short with you today. I appreciate your comment. Absolutely, Patrick is right. If you don't pass the test, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be allowed to drive a car. The number is 087-188-0008. You heard Chris from Croatia. In Croatia, it seems very regimental. If you don't pass that test within a year, you're not driving a car. You're not on the road. You're not allowed on the road. Even when you're learning to drive, you're not allowed on the road unless you're with an instructor, because the purpose of having the permit is to be with an instructor to learn to drive. Is he right? Is that the way we should do it here? 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. By the way, it was interesting when I read the article first this morning. I saw women are paying 500 more for car insurance, men. And I went, that doesn't sound right. Because wasn't there always that thing that women were better drivers than men? But then I obviously read the rest of the article and found out why. It's because most of them, or should I say a lot of them, don't have a full license. They have a provisional license, a lot more than men. But it does bring up the real question, doesn't it? That age-old question. I hate to start a row in the air, but I have been known to do it. Who are the better drivers? I wonder if I did a poll on that and asked, who are the better drivers? Is it men or is it women? So who are the better drivers, men or women? Let us know what you think. 087-188-0008. Now, don't just, you know, say men. Tell us why. So who are better drivers, men or women? 087-188-0008 is the number you want to give.
They should stop after maybe the third provisional license. I don't think that somebody should. I know somebody who has it, and more, but I don't think they should be giving out provisional license after number three. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It really is crazy, you know, just to do their an extra few lessons and whatever, blah, 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 and do your test again. And if they fail it, we'll go back and do whatever, a lesson or two or whatever. But no, I genuinely think that no more than three provisional licenses.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Niall, the learner driver and the full driver's license person beside, it's not working out. And as you say, it's gone back to the way it was, simply because there's no public transport. There's no proper system there for a full driver license person to drive beside a learner driver. The system is not there. The people need their cars. It's common sense. There's no public transport. Cheers, pal.
All right, Mick.
Well, Niall, how's things?
How's things?
I think it's a lot of nonsense. Having a full license driver with a learner driver. So, like, at the end of the day, if you're going to crash, they're not going to be able to stop you. They don't have pedals on the passenger side of the vehicle.
Yeah.
It's not like when you're getting your lessons off a driving instructor.
That's what I was thinking.
I think they should abolish it. It's ridiculous. Especially for young people trying to get around the place. Like, once they have their 12 lessons, they should be allowed to drive on their own.
Should they?
It's not going to make a difference whether they have a full license driver with them or not, whether they're going to crash. But that's out of the country we live in. Backwards.
Oh, I don't know about
them. Niall, the learner...
sorry about that. I don't know about them driving on their own once they have done their lessons, because the whole point I was saying was, Chris was saying what they do in Croatia is a good idea. In other words, you do your lessons, you do your theory, you do your 35 hours, you do it with your instructor, you then go forward, you do your test. If you fail your test, you shouldn't be driving. You just apply again. And you do more lessons until you pass the test. You shouldn't be allowed out with the general public on a motorway or a road of any description unless you're capable of driving a car. Isn't that kind of logical, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You shouldn't be allowed to drive on the learner permit. But Ireland is unique. Because you're also allowed to drive a car when you go for an NCT test and they tell you the car is not roadworthy and you drive back out of the NCT test. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your car is in bits and you're allowed to drive it back out again. Yeah, I think in the UK, if you fail an MOT, I don't think it's quite the same. Well, depending on how bad it is, they can actually impound the car off you. Maybe they can do that here too. I don't know. Laszlo, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Laszlo?
Hi, not too bad now.
Now, okay, so, I mean, this idea, you know, I mean, I thought Chris in Croatia made a really good point about the way they do it in Croatia. Maybe that's a little bit strict, I don't know. But the idea that you can continue to drive on learner permit seems bonkers.
Right. Look, in, I'm 22 years here in Ireland, right? So I remember when I passed first time my driving license, okay? So it's similar to Croatia in Romania, okay? But I think that here in Ireland, the system, it works. I think it's very good that you have those 2 years, okay? Some people, okay, you go too far, five, yeah. 10, 15 years. But the 2 years, I think it's very good that it gives you the option that you can learn to drive with somebody with a full license beside you. I think it's absolutely, comparing to Romania, when I passed the 26 years ago, when you had the 26 hours, and after that you are so stressful because you have to pass your license, and I didn't pass it, and had to reapply for everything. It's a lot of hassle. But like that, if I wouldn't have had the chance to drive with somebody beside me for 2 years, to that I get my skills up very well driving, and then to go and do my driving license, not the theory test. Now I'm talking about only the driving,
yeah,
the full license. So I think, I think
you're right. In principle, it's a good idea. But the problem is, Laszlo, most people on learner permits don't have a qualified driver sitting beside them. They're just using that as an excuse. So they don't have the qualified driver. They're just using the car day to day to get to work and come back again, or college or whatever it is. So they don't have the qualified driver. Now, they're meant to, but they don't.
Yes, I understand. And I think that some people, yeah, take advantage of this now. You can renew your license again and again, but I think the 2 years, to have at least 2 years, is absolutely very good, as for young people and also for older people, it doesn't matter. But and coming back to what Chris said, there in Europe, it's much more crazy drivers the whole Europe than Ireland. I drove a few times from Ireland all the way back home, and it's crazy. Ireland is very people, it's much more they're much nicer. They not beep you when you make a mistake. They signaling, they turn to left or right. which doesn't happen in most of the countries in Europe.
Yeah, no, I know. I'll be honest. You know, I've been to many countries, and although we give out about Irish drivers, generally speaking, we are a little bit more considerate than most other countries, to be honest with you.
100%. I say that the Irish people, this is my opinion only, and I think they're very good, the way they drive and the way they behave in traffic. And
well, maybe that's more cultural than anything else, because we're also, what's very different about Irish people, I remember saying this somebody years ago, we're the type of people, we're walking down the road and we say hello to complete strangers. So we are very different culturally. So we tend to, if somebody's pulling out from a road, we tend to stop and go, ah, sure, go on ahead there, Nick, go on ahead. You know, so we are a bit more polite on the road to each other, generally speaking. But by the way, Laszlo, in your experience, right, because when I read the article first this morning in the paper, when I said, you know, women are paying 500 more for car insurance, I was thinking, are they worse drivers? But clearly they're not. It's to do with the licensing, right? So do you think women or men are better drivers? I hate to put you on the spot, Laszlo.
No, I think we're...
I know you probably have a wife, so you have to be very careful what to say. So, who's a better driver, you or your wife?
I have to say that my wife, I think she's more careful when she's driving than me.
Right, okay.
She looks ahead. When she's beside me when I'm driving, she says, oh, look.
Oh, so what? She's a backseat driver. Is that what you're trying to say?
So she will. No, I have to say that she's more alert on everything than I am. Here, I have to say this.
Now, is that only because when she's sitting in the passenger seat, she notices these things? But when she's in the driver's seat, she probably doesn't notice them as much.
No, she does. She does.
Because I'm a really bad passenger. I feel I'm a good driver, but I'm a really bad passenger. I notice more things when I'm a passenger than I am when I'm a driver, if you know what I mean. Well, maybe you do notice them just unconsciously. So generally speaking, would you say in general women are better drivers?
I would say yes.
Men are a bit more reckless.
Yeah, I would say that.
I think it's in our nature, Laszlo. Laszlo, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air.
No problem. Thank you
very much indeed. There you go. Laszlo says in Romania, very similar to Croatia, but he believes that's a little bit strict. He said Ireland is a better system if it was done properly, I suppose is the point he's making. In other words, the idea that you can drive for 2 years, for example, with a qualified driver with you. Now, mind you, people are abusing that in Ireland and driving for 20 years on a permit. That should not be allowed. That has to stop. We can't continue to allow people to drive for 20 years and learn a permit. But the 2 years he thinks is a good idea, as long as they adhere to the law and they have the qualified driver with them, because it gives them experience. What do you think? The number is 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me just, where have I got to go to? Oh, yeah, I've got to play some of these WhatsApp messages. That's what I have to do here.
As you know, I think it's a lot of bollocks.
Oh, please don't say that in the middle of the day.
And this qualified driver sitting in your car, I think it's a lot of crap. I think it should be an amnesty for all people who run their permits for 20 years. It's absolutely crazy, like, you know, especially for people living in rural areas. How's a young fella or a young man or a young woman supposed to get to college? You know, and I think this changed that law again. It's ridiculous, you know, and it's there to be abused anyway.
Mm.
So I think there should be an amnesty for any guy that's, you know, and also the fee for your test is a big money racket, to be honest about it. A big, big money racket. You know, all is the revenue for the state. You know, there should be, as I say, that guy with Tom from Croatia, he made perfect sense. That's the way it should be done here as well. Cheers.
Yeah, you're right about from the forest bit, by the way. Stay time radio, my friend. Use your head there, will you, for God's sake.
Good afternoon there, Lila. Men are better drivers than women. And yeah, happy birthday with the show.
Oh, thanks very much. Happy birthday. It's not my birthday. What are you talking about? Who mentioned my birthday? So are men better than women? I'm looking at some of the texts, by the way, or WhatsApps actually coming through at the moment. But first of all, I've got to go to Lorna. Lorna, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Lorna?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Okay. You believe we should change the system a little bit?
I do, actually, in fairness. I think if you fail after three tests, right?
Yep.
Go and do a course then. You know, try and learn and see where you're getting it wrong, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also think that the price of the driving test over here are absolutely crazy. Are the lessons, I should say, sorry.
And how much are they? How much are they now? It's about 500 quid, 600 quid, is it?
Yeah, they're about 35 or 30 or something. You know what I mean? And a lot of people say it's a farce. You know, they're really pulling the piss off, whatever, excuse my language, you know, charging. And it's fine for the first 10 lessons, whatever you need, that type of, you know, to get it together about learning how to drive. But I know you might fail your test, and it might be only on one or two small things, you know. So I don't think the price of the lessons should be quite as expensive.
But the problem is, most of the lessons that we get are from private companies. So obviously they pay their staff and they, yeah, exactly.
But there's no other companies that do this.
No, I know. But see, maybe we should be doing what they do in, say, Canada, for example, that young people between, you know, third year and sixth year, or, you know, between junior cert and leaving cert age, they do at least 30 or 40 hours driving before they leave. Yeah. And most kids come out of college or come out of school with their leaving cert and a driving licence.
Well, that's great. That sounds amazing. It really, really does. You know, I was just telling your researcher there that I know somebody that their car's been taken off them two times, right? Like in Cork and Dublin, the guards must have the reg on their, you know, in the car or whatever. And they can just get somebody to go in and get the car and then they drive home again.
Yeah. You know, I know. I'm aware of a person who I knew who had his license banned for 10 years, then another 10 years, still driving on the car, no insurance, no tax, no license, and maybe gets caught once every two or three years, goes to court, gets a slap on the hand and a €300 fine every time.
Well, that's it, you see. The guards will go to, and it's like anything with the guards do, in fairness, but these licenses, whatever, they don't have the fully full licensed person beside them, which I heard you saying, you're right, it's a load of rubbish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the guards go and they do all their work and they do their job properly and then they go to court and the judge says, ah, well.
Did you give him a break?
Yeah.
He was down on his luck, Your Honour.
Yeah, exactly. He's a bad background.
Yeah,
and I'm not.
He comes from a bad background. He's just got a job, Your Honour. Yeah.
The other one is, he's in a treatment centre now. Yeah. I'm sorry for laughing. But, you know, this happens a lot. You're fine, so off with you. The guards, why would the guards go to the bother of, you know, going around running after all these guys when the judge is going to go, it's all right.
Yes, you're grand.
You're grand. So there's an awful lot wrong with the system, in fairness. There really is.
Okay, we have to take things more seriously, essentially, is what you're saying. Okay, and I get the point, Lorna. Absolutely. Hi, Niall. You can get 3 learner permits, which are all for 2 years each. After the third permit, you will only be issued with another 1 year permit if you show proof of a driving test booked. But people book the test each year and keep renewing their first year learner permit each year. Yeah, I get it. That's what I'm saying. It's a bit of a scam. That's what people do. They just keep booking the test. They don't actually turn up for it. But somebody made a point that what we should do is, and I think Lorna's got a point, I think everybody's got a point, is it should be just 2 years and that's it. If you don't pass your test, you're not allowed to drive a car until you reapply again and do the test. You have to keep doing the test until you pass. And until you pass, you are not allowed to drive on a road. I just think that's the way it has to be.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hit.